Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Mostavsky, and good Gibbon Shura, Piskatova to everybody. It's really nice to see so many chaverim right after Yom Kippur. Rama says that right after Yom Kippur, you should immediately work on your sukkah, Motzei Yom Kippur, so you can run to do mitzvahs, mitzvah bo yotchal top mitzena. So it's nice also right after Yom Kippur to run to learn Torah. Especially this year, where some are applying the phrase to the acronym Tavshin Pei Dalet of Teishnas Papula Daraisa. It's said in my Shabbos Shuvah drasha that it's also the phrase that we read at the first pasuk in the Haftorah on Yom Kippur, which is Panu Darach. Teishnas Panu Darach, that we have a clear road to pave ahead. With a new slate of being wiped clean of our veira, so we should only go Michael Ohio in terms of the new road that we pave ahead of us. Now, I wanted to discuss just a few different inyanim that relate to common shilos and the like, and we can touch upon more, but I just thought of some that were relevant. Particularly since I already wrote about them, so you know why not talk about them. So one is the Yeshiva B'sukkah B'Layah the Rishon. I don't know what the weather forecast is with respect to this coming Friday night, the first night of Sukkah. Shabbos is an interesting date for the first day of Sukkot, because it means that we're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Arba Minim until the second day of Sukkot. So this year we don't get a Daraisa fulfillment, only a Drabanan fulfillment. But with respect to the Sukkah, we get a Daraisa fulfillment. So there's no difference with respect to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And there's the Machlokis between the Rosh and the Ran that's mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah. The sources are a little bit mixed up, so I'll help guide you through them to the extent necessary. As to whether Mitztayer is Pata Min HaSukkah on the first night or not, there's a Gezeirah Shava Chamisha Asah Chamisha Asah between Pesach and Sukkot. We know that on Pesach you're supposed to wait until nighttime to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, because it says Be'er Tovu Matzos. So we derive from the Gezeirah Shava that you shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah, or that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'sukkah until nighttime. So question, does that mean you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah until nighttime, or that there is a mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah and eating a kezias of bread after nighttime? Nafkamina between those two different ways of understanding the Gzeirah Shava is whether there's an iser of eating in the Sukkah before nighttime. So the Shulchan Aruch, at least in terms of the rule of Mitztayer, rules that Yadu Geshamim, normally you would go inside of your house if you have enough rain that would ruin a tavshil shalpul, a bean soup. And the Rama says, it's only with respect to the other days of Sukkot. So he has in the affirmative. The first night you're obligated to eat a kezias besukkah. Afim geshamim yordin. That's from the Torah, the Ran, the Rosh. That even if the rain is even if the rain is falling, really should be Torah and the Rosh. The kadesh besukkah shiyom isman lesukkah. You would also make kiddush in the sukkah in order to say shachianu. That's even if it's raining. So the Mishnah Berurah, really the next page, somehow it ended up on the next page and being copied twice, but I apologize for that. Mishnah Berurah, the source above we'll look at, says even though normally mitzvah is pater, the Rama holds kedasa poskim, this is really the Rosh, the Sovin, the Balai, the Rishonah, mitzvah is chayev, because the Gzeirah Shava, that the Gzeirah Shava will be applicable in all circumstances. If you do not hold that mitzta'er is chayev in the first night, so you hold that the Gzeirah Shava just means that to the extent that the sukkah is available for use, namely that it's not raining and you're able to eat in the sukkah, so then you have an obligation while the other nights of sukkahs, we say ibay achil, ibay lo achil. You want to eat outside of the sukkah, you can eat outside of the sukkah. On the first night of Sukkot, there'd be an obligation to eat a shear that would be mechayev you to eat in the Sukkot. So according to the other Manda Amar, Chamisha Asa actually teaches me a chumrah that on the first night of Sukkot, so to the extent that you have good weather and you're able to eat in the Sukkot, you can't get away with simply a shear of kezias. But you must eat a shear of kibetzah ve'od that would be mechayev you to eat in the sukkah, according to that other idea. That's why, even though we're machmir, to assume that mitzdayer might be chayev in the sukkah on the first night, and that's why we would eat in the sukkah, even if it's raining, even if it's a downpour, even if the rain never clears up and we just go to sleep before it gets clear. Nonetheless, there is an inyan that to the extent that it would be good weather, that you should not content yourself with only a kezias of bread in the sukkah on the first night, but just like the rest of sukkahs, in order to be chayev the bracha leishe b'sukkah, you have to eat a kibetz of the oat, so you should be machmir. According to that second day, you should be bedavka machmir on the first night as well to eat a kibetz of the oat. There's no kula with respect to saying because of the gzeira shava you can get away with only a kezias. If you hold like the first day, that the Gzeira Shava teaches me that there's no Ptur of Mitzdayer, so then it's because you have to eat a Kezias no matter what, so you eat a Kezias. But if it's good weather, so then you should make sure to eat a Kebetza Veod. So this is because of the Safek, as to which Shita we hold like, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is a Safek. So therefore, we do not make a bracha of Leishei Basuka if it's raining, because of Safek Brachas Lahakir. We are, however, careful to make the bracha of Shechianu Bidavki in the Sukkah, because on the first night of Sukkah, the Shechianu is going not only on the Yontif, but the Shechianu is going on the Sukkah itself. That's why we make the Shechianu after the bracha of Leishei Basuka on the first night. And the common custom, although there are dissenters, is to switch the order on the second night and to make the Shechianu prior to the bracha of Leishei Basuka, because you already covered the sukkah on the first night. The Shechianu covered the sukkah on the first night and the second night, therefore, the Shechianu is only going on the Yontif. What's very important is that even though the Mishnah Berurah does say that on the first night, ideally, to get it right, that you should, and you want to say the bracha of Shechianu on the Yontif and on the Sukkah in the ideal fashion, and you want to be able to make the bracha of Leishei B'Sukkah when you eat the Kezias, so you really should wait until the rain clears, wait up until midnight. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But he says, Ar Chatzos the Roy La'amtin, Ar Chatzos Halayla Penyabu Ageshim, Timyabu Yikonis the Sukkah Vivarak Bracha Leishei B'Sukkah, because this way you'll be yotzei in the mitzvah essay, the Kuliyama, that for sure you made the proper bracha leishei basuka as opposed to the first shita. Maybe you should have made it and didn't make it. However, he does bring achronim who say that if you do have little children in the house, you have guests, you have family members, where it's probably going to really cause a minias simchas yontif. It's going to cause a diminishment of the simcha of the yontif. So then you don't need to necessarily wait till midnight. You can wait just simply an hour or two. Now, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, this is going back to the second source that it says, he mentions in his footnote in the Shaar HaTzion, Mitzdabarov, let's say you're hungry. The people are tired. Ayudei Hamtanoso, and especially if you have guests and the like, Eino Lahamtin. So then you shouldn't wait at all. The Iman of Shach, he says, really you have Iman of Shach on the first night. If mitzdar is chayev, so then what are you waiting for? And if mitzdar is pater, so then you could eat anyway. So he says that it's better not to wait until midnight, and you just go straight into the sukkah. You make your kiddush, you make your shechianu, and you eat a kezias, and then you come back to the house and you finish the meal. And I would add that there's another concern besides minyas simchas yontif, and the fact that you're going to perhaps be over on causing aniyim who are hungry to have to wait for their food, but also shalom bayis concerns. So I think that if it's raining, you wait a couple of minutes, half hour, whatever you feel your family can handle, but otherwise it's not good to put off eating for so long. And Mishnah Berurah also points out that there's certainly no reason to be machmir on the second night. So if you take a look in the source Dalet, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Lamed Vav, so he says here explicitly that if we are dealing with the second night, you should go pretty much do the opposite, meaning that if you take a look at towards the end. Hold on, just to find you the place where he talks about it in Sifkatan Lamed Vav, blah, 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 that you should eat first in the house on the first night, and then towards the end of the meal, you should go into the sukkah and have a kezias at the very, very end of the meal. So take a look, this is five lines before the bottom, Sifkatan Lamed Vav. There's no need to be in the sukkah because you don't need to say the Shechianu on the sukkah because you already did it on the first night. Eat the full meal in your house, and then if it's still raining, you'll have a last kezias at the end of the meal in the sukkah. And again, you only make a leisha b'sukkah if it stopped raining. Now let's say it stops raining at 3 in the morning. You need to get out of bed if it's 3 in the morning and it stopped raining on the first night. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to get out of bed because of the fact that if you were a putter based on mitzvah, the halacha is that once you go to sleep, you don't have to go back afterwards. And if you were chayev, because mitzvah is chayev in the sukkah, so mimanav shach, you were yotze. But the Vilna Gaon has a different approach. The Vilna Gaon says, based on the Tosfos, that the difference between the first night and all the other nights, when we say that you don't have a choice, on the first night you must eat in the sukkah, means that if you ate outside of the sukkah and the rain stopped, it sounds like even if you went to sleep, you're chayev, you have an obligation to go back in order to eat beforehand. If you were... even if Mitzdar was chayev, so you're still chayev, says no, that there is a possibility that Kshiyardim Geshamim Ein Shem Sukkah Olav, that it's not considered to be a sukkah altogether, so therefore you weren't Yotzei a mitzvah. If Mitzdar was Patum in a sukkah, you weren't in the sukkah. If Mitzdar was chayev in a sukkah, you weren't chayev, because when it's raining, it's not considered to be a sukkah altogether. It didn't count.
And how since can you say Mitzdar is chayev a sukkah? And yet it's not a sukkah.
Yeah, it might be mitzdar, might be a chayev if it's something other than rain. But if it's a yoredim geshamim, but if your rain is falling, so then it's a dira srucha under those circumstances. It's not considered to be a real dira, a dira's kavod of a teishu ke'en taduru. Therefore, since it's not a dira altogether, so you weren't yotzei according to anybody, and you would have to go back according to the gra. So that's something to bear in mind. That if you, again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to adopt that chumah, but if you want to be yotzei the shita, the Vilna Gaon, then you would go back even in the middle of the night if it stopped raining on the first night. Hopefully, it will not rain on the first night. Now, what I wrote in my little Dvar Torah in the
Kizayis or Gebetz.
Well, if you're eating in the rain, then it's a kezayis.
The same, but
when you go back afterwards, you eat a kebetz of that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. When so, it's in order to make the bach of leishay besukos, so then you would eat a kezayis.
But for the gruz, it didn't make an leishay, or it didn't even sukkah.
I mean, according to the gra, maybe there's an argument to say that a kezayis would be sufficient. But you may as well have a kebetz of ode in order to be yotzei all of the shitos once you're going back into the sukkah, because according to the other shitos, you wouldn't be able to make a leishay besukkah at that point in time unless you had a kezayis for ode, because maybe you were yotzei the original mitzvah of the kezayis when you ate there in the rain in the first place. Now, Kibetz of Eod is a little bit more than 2 ounces, the volume of two ounces of bread, a little bit more than 2 ounces.
And for the initial, when you're making it in the rain, you force all the people who are bar mitzvah, all the men, all the boys bar mitzvah,
yeah,
up.
The women have no obligation to wait.
Same for the original kiddush in the rain, or the kibetz in the rain.
The original is kezayis. When you're eating in the rain, you eat a kezayis in the rain.
Okay.
Because if you really have a chiyuv, it's only based on the gzeira shava between matzah and the first night of sukkahs, and that's the chiyuv of matzah is only a kezayis. Now the Ramah interestingly does say, where do I have this? This is also on which page? Things got mixed up a little bit. I believe that this is on the bottom of the first page. This is the Ramah. in source Hey, on the bottom of the first page, you do have to wait until night. What counts as night? But Moshe Feinstein says that for deraisas in America, we're machmir 50 minutes, but for the Ebed, there's room to be mako for 42 minutes. And we know, according to the Shita Sagonim, that we generally assume, like, really, it's probably Laila after 30 minutes, 25 minutes, something like that. So the Moshe's 42 minutes compromise. In certain cases, I think you could rely upon, if you see that it's about to rain and you want to be yotzei the Chol HaShitos, so you don't have to worry about waking up in the middle of the night. So I wrote that you could be makel after 42 minutes. I don't think that's going out so much on a limb. What's an interesting thing is look at the Mishabura source test. Why do you have to wait till Vaday Laila? The Achilah Sukkah Laila Vishonu Dumya the Achilah Smasabu Pay. Set the Sipa by Eretok and Moses. Adam Shetepshak. When Biyak Vanish Moshos, Biyako Kazayas, Sok Laks of Lecho Kazayas Palaila. Let's say that you had a little bit Vanish Moshos. So then you would have to go back and have another Kazayas Palaila. About Biyakas Leshe Besukah, Leivark Shenis. But if you already made a Leshe Besukah, don't make a second Bracha because Suffolk Brachas Lahaka. What's going on over here? So as I said, there is a possibility that maybe I have a chiyuv to eat a kezias at night, but I don't necessarily have an issa to eat a kezias beforehand. Why would that be? So those who were able to attend my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha would have heard a little discussion about Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. So the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik actually was of the opinion that this is a very questionable ruling on the part of the Ramah. He says that, look at the first line of the Divrei Yecheskel by Rabbi Yecheskel Levi Borstein, who was a Rebbe in Slobodka. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Baruch Ber Leibovitz, and he was the Rebbe of Rav Shach. So Divrei Yecheskel, very reliable source. So he says he heard from Chaim Soloveitchik, the Ein L'damos Matzah L'Sukkah, the Kimen Diga Din Tosefes, when it comes to Sukkah, is any Yontif, like Tosfos points out in Maseches Psachim, you can accept really the yontiv early. In Pesachim, the Mishnah says, you have to wait until nightfall. And Tosfos asks the question, at source top of page 3, why could you have to wait until nighttime? You can accept Shabbos and yontiv early, right? So Shabbos and yontiv, we don't say that you have to wait to eat until nighttime. People make early Shabbos, early yontiv, you know, on other occasions. So he says it's only because of a special halacha, the aklus of basar b'layla zeh matzah mara iskushu lepesach. Matzah mara have a hekesh to pesach that it has to be dafka b'layla. But suda Shabbos yom tovim matzah lubim bo yom. But normally you could eat a Shabbos meal, you could eat a yontiv meal whenever you accept the tosefes upon yourself. So then the yontiv comes in. So accept sukkahs early. And save yourself the rabbi's speech, you know, on the first night of Sukkot. Just, you know, dive in quickly and go back and start eating the meal even before nightfall. According to Tosfos, it should be perfectly fine. So you'll say, oh, Gzeira Shava. So says the Divrei Yecheskel, Bishlama, Mimatzah, Ein Lechayva B'Tosefes, B'Shun Dibayi Laila. Matzah, we understand that it must be eaten Dafka B'nai. I wouldn't be able to make the bracha of Alachilas Matzah if it wasn't nighttime. And if it's the time of Tosefes, so it happens that it's not night, it's daytime. But as far as the Kedushas Yontiv is concerned, Kedushas Yontiv could be brought in even when it's still objectively daytime. So you say, oh, I can't make the Bracha Leishe B'Sukkah. Why can't you make the Bracha Leishe B'Sukkah? Who says the Mitzvah of Sukkah is only at night? The Mitzvah of Sukkah is also during the daytime. So you can make the Bracha Leishe B'Sukkah too. You'll say, oh, because of the Gzeira Shav, I have to eat a Kazayas Belayla. Good. So eat another Kazayas. You'll eat another Kazayas when it gets to be nighttime. You'll stay in the Sukkah long enough to eat another Kazayas and you'll be Yotze. But why can't you start your meal earlier? So he says, it must be that the Ramah is assuming, not like the Tosos and Psachim, that assume that you could bring in the Kedusha of a Shabbos meal, a Yontif meal, even before it's objectively nighttime, unless you have some special Gzeira Sakasuv that you must eat whatever you're eating, a Dafka at night. But he says that there's a separate Tosos in Ksuva, Staf Mem Zayinim and Aleph, that says that the only thing that you really bring in when you accept the additional measure of time of Shabbos or Yontif, in terms of the Tosefes, is the Yisra Malacha. Other than the Yisra Malacha, you don't really bring in the Kedusha, you don't bring in any of the other Chiyuve Yontiv, Well, how does Tosas and Ksuvis say this in sort of a complicated way? Tosas and Ksuvis is trying to figure out some type of a scenario where a father is potentially has the ability to marry off his daughter, who's a Nara, but he is not causing her to become batel, to become somehow unable to earn an income, because it was trying to prove that the father earns the Maisa Yadeh of his daughter, who's a Naira, who said, oh, he can marry her off. So clearly, that would seem to indicate that he is entitled to a Maisa Yadeh, because when he marries her off, she's not able to work during that period of time. This is before people had cell phones, so you could work even under the chuppah. But, you know, at that time, if you were under the chuppah, you wouldn't be able to work. So she would be, he'd be mevatel her from her Maisa Yadeh. So the Gemara asks a question. No, maybe he married her off on Shabbos and Yontif. He married her off on Shabbos and Yontif. She couldn't work anyway, Shabbos and Yontif. She can't do labor, Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosa says, so what do you mean? She the muscle of the Shabbosos, b'yomim tovim. So since she can't do work and he's marrying her off, therefore it's not a proof that he's somehow entitled to her Maisa Yadeh, because maybe it's during a time she couldn't get Maisa Yadeh anyway. So Tosis asked the question the same way, that she can't work if it's already Shabbos or Yontif, she can't get married. Certainly if you get Shabbos, but Yontif she can't get married. But Samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, einosin noshim. You can't get married on Shabbos, on Yontif, even kol amoid. You can't get married. So Tosis gives an answer and says, no, maybe we're talking about the 1 hour before Yontif began, which is the Tosefis period. They accepted Tosefis Yontif, so there's already an Issa Malacha, but there would not be an Issa of getting married during that period of time. There wouldn't be an Issa Simcha. There's only an Issa Malacha during that period of time. So he says, so it must be that the Ramah, when he paskins, that you're not allowed to eat in the Sukkah until nighttime, so he's Koshesh for that, a Shita of Tosos and Ksuvos, that you can't bring in the full Kedusha of the Yontif. You're only bringing in the Issa Malacha. You look at the last line of Divya Yecheska. Amen da Tosefes Havelim Begufa Yontif. So Mikomokam HaRamah. So he says that in the Tosefes Psalkim, it sounds like the Tosefes is a Begufa Yontif. But in the Tosefes in Ksuvos, it sounds like this ain't a Begufa Yontif. Elarak Lahusif Issa Malacha Bovad. So he says the Ramah was Koshesh Ludas Tosefes Ksuvos. And now the Din Tosefes Lo Israbi El Malach Levad Below the Shamili. So based on that, Kshash, okay, so he understands that's why the Ramah is being machmir. But it sounds a little bit like Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was more noted to think that really you could be Yotzei, you're not Yotzei the Chiyuv of eating that extra Kezias, but in terms of making a Leishei Pesukah, you probably could be Yotzei the Leishei Pesukah during this Man Tosefes. Just Lobasi El La'orer, but this is an additional reason why you shouldn't beat me up on being makel to eat on the first night after 42 minutes as opposed to 15 minutes if you see that the rain is about to fall. Okay.
Maybe, yeah. I'm sheet Friday afternoon, you're saying.
Right. Yeah, exactly. now, the I want to talk about, you wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, if for the kahila, it's, they don't have patience, but that makes, and they're not going to, they wouldn't even do the rain to begin with. It makes sense to tell them to mind right away, and so then maybe they can chaper on before the rain comes.
Yeah, they can chaper Ryan potentially a Leishei B'sukkah, but they're not going to be able to be Yotzei the special mitzvah of eating a kezias at night. That they have to eat a kezias of bread at night in the sukkah. So that you still need after night time, but certainly after 42 minutes can be made. If you want to push a little bit, you could probably make it after 30 minutes too.
You're talking about that being married early so that people can get home for the 42 minutes.
Yeah, right. So when you finish davening Maariv, you're there. Again, only if it looks like it's about to rain. Only if it looks like it's about to rain. Now this year, as I mentioned, is a special year, just like for Rosh Hashanah. It was special, we didn't blow the shofar on the first day. We're not going to shake lulav on the first day. So it's interesting because the Gemara in Sukkah, in two different Mishnayos, indicates that they did, in fact, take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, if the first day coincided with Shabbos. It's only if the other days coincided with Shabbos that we worried about Gzeira Darabah, but the first day, where it's a Daraisa, not only in the base of Mikdash, but based on Ulkaktim Lechem B'Yom HaRishon, it's a Daraisa, even Begrulin, so they did take the lulav even on the first day. The Gzeira Darabah was not applied So the first day of Sukkot of Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. So what happened? What happened was Yom Tov Sheni happened. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, there was a suffix as to which was really the right day. And if it wouldn't really be the first day of Sukkot, so there's no reason to be makel about shaking the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. It's not a deraisa. If it turns out it's not really the first day of Sukkot, it's Yudalad Tishrei instead of Tesvav Tishrei. So therefore, they couldn't give this dispensation on the first day of Sukkot outside of Eretz Yisrael. Once they couldn't give the dispensation outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then the Gemara says, Kiven da anan lo dachinan inu nami lo dachu. That because of the fact that outside of Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't provide the dispensation. So to be consistent, even within Eretz Yisrael, where they did know which day was the first day of Sukkot, and they knew that the first day of Sukkot really was the first day of Sukkot when it would fall out on Shabbos, and really, they should have been allowed to shake their lulav. Nonetheless, we don't want to make Yisrael, take a look at Rashi, source Tezvah, it's going to look very weird. In Eretz Yisrael, on the first day, when the first day falls out on Shabbos, they're going to be shaking the lulav. And outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to be shaking the lulav. Since outside of Eretz Yisrael, we can't allow it. Even nowadays, that we are b'ki, we do know exactly when we have a luach. So we know when things fall out. Nonetheless, we still have a minhag avoseinu biyadenu that we still treat the second day of Yontif like it's a suffix. First day is a suffix. Second day is treated like a suffix. And therefore, we have the same din that applies nowadays, and therefore it applies in Eretz Yisrael too. So now the question is, okay, so that's the reason for the halacha that we don't shake the lulav, not in Eretz Yisrael, not over here, and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Are there any differences? Well, one difference is that it's not deraisa. Because of the fact that it's not deraisa, so the rest of Sukkot, we say where the mitzvah of shaking the lulav is only midrabanan after the first day. So the prima gadim, as a general principle, you look in Chof Gimel, Sifra Chof Gimel, he says that that our general principle is that when it comes to sfeikos, so we have a principle of safek derabanan lahakil. You could be makel on sfeikos when it comes to the other days. However, what about the second day of Yontif? Do we say that the second day of Yontif also we can be makel on sfeikos because of sfeikos the omen? It's not really the daraisa. So things that were only a suffix as to whether they're kosher or not in the dalim minim, we could be makel about. Or the things that were generally makel about the other days of Sukkot, we could be makel on the second day of Yontif. So this is, it happens to me in Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, and we have an interesting sort of compromise the way that it's passed in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Sefer Zayin says, "Kol elu shemana shem psun b'nei mumin shebiyanu b'nei gezel l'gneiru b'yom tov rishon b'lvad." Again, that's we'll leave out gezel g'neiru as a separate sugya, but there are a number of mumin like chosir, l'ki chatamu, l'katem l'chem b'yom rishon, that you need to have lachem below shaol, it has to belong to you, it can't be borrowed, that only applies on the first day. Or, for example, the kikatama, that it has to be full and complete. So if I have an esrog that's missing the ukots in the stem, so then that is going to be a problem of chaser. It's only a problem of the first day, it's not a problem of the other, it's not a problem with respect to the other days. So does the Yom Tov Sheni count as the first day or the second day for these purposes? It says the Rambam, but be Yom Tov Sheni, Shara Minim Hakol Kosher. It says Yom Tov Sheni. He spells out Yom Tov Sheni. He says it's perfectly fine. But Paslanos Hashim Mishum Avod Hazavni Sheni Hashim Shoso Esrog Asa Bachila Beim Be Yom Tov Rishim Beim Shara Yom Pasul. But the other certain Pesulim. Because like Avodah Zarah, so a certain psulim that would be also all 7 days, but those things that only also the first day, a mutter on the second day of Yontav as well. Kesef Mishnah talks about the last line of the Rambam. Look at the last line of the Kesef Mishnah. Ma'ashikasu v'benam v'yomtav shenim shara yomim. Nira du sova v'yomtav sheni dino kashara yomim. Seems that the Rambam holds that Yomtav sheni is treated like the other days, that anything that would be mutter, the time is shunt v'kinimik v'yud diyacha, because nowadays we really are baki b'kviya diyacha. So therefore we know that the second day, even though we're not makel about shaking the lulav on the first day, but when it falls down on Shabbos, but all the other days, including Yom Tov Sheni, you could be makel. Now, there are a lot of things that we would potentially be makel about the other days of Sukkot. Like, for example, the pitum falls off, right? So the pitum falls off. you have a machlokis whether that is a psul of hadar, whether it's a psul of chaser. If it's a psul of chaser, so it's only a problem the first day. If it's a psul of hadar, so then it should be pasul all 7 days. On the other hand, there's a machlokis, so whether the psul of hadar is really pasul all 7 days. The machaber seems to hold that the psul of hadar is only pasul the first day. And who is the one who holds that the psul of the pitum falling off is a psul of hadar? Really, the machaber was the one who would seem to hold that way. So the machaber, the Rama holds that if the pitum falls off, the Rama says explicitly, if the pitum falls off, that's only a psul of chaser. So therefore, it's a miman of shach. Either you hold it's a psul, like the Rama, that it's a psul of a chaser, therefore it's fine the other days. Or because they look at the Ramah, source 24, Nito Pitamto Dino Kechase Vekashim Yomishan Ve'elech. Or you hold it like the Shulchan Aruch in Sifcha Bav, even if you hold it, it's a problem of Hadar. So then you'll be holding not like the Ramah. Okay, so let's assume it's Hadar. But the Machabis of the opinion, B'shar Yomim Hakol Kasher. So some say, oh, so it's a sort of a Miman of Shach, that I have sort of like a Sveik Sveika, that either it's a Chaser, in which case it's a psul chas, in which case it's fine all the other days, or it's a psul of a hadar, in which case, according to the machaber, it's fine anyway. This is a question. You take a look at the Bikuri Yaakov, Yaakov Edlinger, source chapei. So he says, and that no, mikol makom mashma, even though the Rama holds that it's chaser, mashma the psul pitma mishum hadaru. V'chein ein la'aka bepitma la'akshu b'shar yomim. Quotes in the Mogen of Ram that it seems that the psul really is hadar. He says then he quotes the Prima Gadim, who says, well, here I have a sveik sveika. Shema ta mishim chasim, timislam mishim hadar, shema locha kaman dama, the hadar lo bina rak rishon local zayin, like the mechaber. Therefore, he says that he thinks that should be okay. He just leaves it as a suffix as to whether you make a bracha or not, because suffix bracha is lahakil. So he says, he says, that's not a sfeik sfeik. I have one suffix. Is it kosher the other days? Is it not kosher the other days? He says, it's one suffix. Therefore, he says that perhaps what you could say over here is that if I have a third suffix, so then perhaps like it's a suffix whether the pitum really is off or not. Like you only are missing the shoshantum and not the entire pitum. Or I have a pitum which is hanging by a thread. If I would pick up the esog by the pitum would fall off, but it's still hanging there. So if I have these additional considerations, there's room to be makel on the other days of Sukkot. There's similar discussions about nitol, about nechlakat yomis, the most common psul. And the dalin minim is that the middle leaf of the lulav, the way Rashi understands the psul of a nechlakat yomis, it's the middle leaf of the lulav that gets split. So the most common problem is that you have a middle leaf that's split a little bit. Of course, it probably has to be split up until the spine, but the Mishabura recommends being machmir for the Ran, who says that even if it's split a little bit, what's a little bit? Tai says a tefach. A tefach is 3.5 inches. That's like more than the teeny tiny little bit when you're checking it out. But the Chayyadim says, no, a little bit means a teeny tiny little bit. So I was last night over in the Wi-Fi building picking out my Dalet Minim, and of course people are going OCD over Nechlaka Tiyomis, because what exactly counts like a little bit? So, you know, you see they're next to each other, and there is a Tiyomis. So does that mean they have to be glued to each other? I don't think they have to be glued to each other. You see the mamish next to each other. I don't think that counts as Nechlaka Tiyomis. But people are worried a little bit that it should look like they're glued to each other. I don't think it has to look like it's glued to each other. But certainly, when it comes to this issue, a Nechlakat Yomis is a psul of chaser al pipashtus. There is one shita that says it's a psul of hadar, which is not really the shita that we hold like, but even according to that shita, it's very possible that it's, according to the Mechaber, that it's mutter after the first day anyway. So you could certainly be mako with respect to a lulav, which is Nechlakat Yomis, by a little bit after the first day of Sukkot, of Shul Kamenetsky. His Kovitz Halachos is mako by Nechlakat Yomis, even if it's Nechlako all the way after the first day. He says, don't worry about the shitos that worry about hadar. Certainly you have the sveik sveika to count upon. This is all good for all of the other days of Sukkot. But what about, do I treat the second day of Yontif like I would treat the first day of Yontif? So we saw that the Rambam is interpreted by the Kesef Mishnah. It says not so. The Rosh, however, says, no, you have to treat it exactly. Take a look, 4 lines from the end of the Rosh, in source Yud Ches, Nimsa she'ein chiluk ben yom tarish and nechol shar yomim ela be nechoser. He says that there's only one second. The only difference is with respect to chaser when it comes to all of the other psulim. He's machmir with respect to hadar. But let me just go back to where he talks about yom tov sheni. That's a little bit. He says. One second, let me just find this for you.
The three dots. In the middle there, where it says three dots.